Birshus, the Shiva Shlita, Ma'al Ruchni Shlita, Chavi Anhala, Rabbanim, Chashev guests. I feel, on a personal level, a bit funny standing here. See, for those who grew up in Yeshiva Lane know that really, my brother Yosef and I have to ask the Lansky's Mechila for all the noise we made on top of their heads for some 15 years in 401. But the truth is that the yachas of our mishpachas really goes back that I remember, you know, all those years in the 70s and early 80s in 401. And the yachas to the mishpacha, it goes many generations. My father, Zichron Livracha, used to talk about his Yedidi classmate, my Rebbe, Rav Nochum Shlita, with such fond, it was just part of our whole upbringing in Yeshiva Lane, such a big chelik of the Mishpacha in 401. My childhood was the Lansky Mishpacha is very much part of. I'm looking around this room, I see faces in this Tkufa, especially Purim, of fond memories of some people sitting on a table a little off to my right from the porch of the Lanskys. We used to look down, some very familiar faces who spent many a Purim on the porch over there. So there's so many, the flow of memories over the last few days, just endless. And on for me personally, when I came back to yeshiva, I had the schus to learn by Rabbi Shlita for 6.5 years. Didn't quite get through the Machzer, but almost got through the Machzer and Rabbi's Chabura. Started by Metzia and Yavamas, those were the first two Masechtas. And just those years of spending hours in the Beis Medrash, in Popul Shel Torah, listening to the lumdis and the tiefkeit and the havana in Rishonim was just those memories are also seared in my mind and many, many people sitting in this room. So there's nowhere to stop almost. It's a kavod for us that the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita is here, and it's a kavod to ask the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita to share some words.